right. So when you hear that music, you know it is time for the Psalms. Love this segment where we take a look at the Psalms, we exegete them and also reflect on them. And today's Psalm is Psalm 73. It's a very long Psalm, so we're going to look at only the first 10 or 15 verses or so. Now, Psalm 73 starts book 3 of the Psalms. Remember, there's 5 books of the Psalms that emulate the 5 books of the Torah, right? And so this is book 3. Psalms 73 to 89 are included in book 3, but Psalms 73 to 83 are attributed to Asaph. Remember, Asaph is one of the members of the musical guild of the Jewish temple, and Asaph in Hebrew means gather. Right, it means gather. So 73, the prescript says a psalm of Asaph. Just that simple, a psalm of Asaph. And it starts off, how good is God to Israel, to those who are pure of heart, not perfect, without sin or error, but have pure intention. They want to worship God with, as Jesus says, and as the Shema says in the Old Testament, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. It's purity of intention to worship the Lord. Verse 2, as for me, I came close to stumbling. My feet had almost slipped, for I was filled with envy of the proud when I see how the wicked prosper. Boy, isn't that the truth? Sometimes we sometimes get sidetracked because we're so focused on what this other person has instead of being satisfied with the own gifts that God has given us. We envy or are jealous of the gift of others instead of focusing on the gifts that we have. So we see how those who have a lot of money, they're able to afford all these things and they're able to do all these wonderful things. And sometimes we get jealous of them. Or the word that's used here is envy. Well, okay, let's look at the difference. What's the difference between jealousy and envy? Jealousy means that you wish that you had what someone else has. Envy is you wish the other person didn't have what they have. Right? So that's why envy is one of the deadly sins. Wishing that means if God gifted someone, you wish they didn't have that gift. Right? That was given to him by God. And what you're saying is, I'm not jealous of that gift. Like, I wish I had that special gift that God gave that person. What you're saying is, I wish that person was never given that gift in the first place. Ooh, that's why it's one of the deadly sins, right? It continues in verse 4. For them, again, those who are focusing on the culture, living their lives according to the culture, for them, there are no pains, right? This is the observation. There are no pains. Their bodies are sound and sleek. They do not share in people's burdens. They are not stricken like others. That's the appearance. But what are you looking? You're looking at the outside. You're looking at, oh, they have the cars. They have the money. They have the wonderful model bodies. They have the perfect face and the shape and everything the culture says they have to have to be happy, free, and fulfilled, all the materiality of life. So that's what it looks like from the outside. So they wear their pride like a necklace. Oh, they wear their pride. Isn't that a word we're using today? Their pride like a necklace, right? They walk around and flaunt these things. And look what I have. They flaunt them in the culture. They clothe themselves with violence, with folds of fat. Their eyes protrude. That's a very Jewish line. That's very different than in the original Grail version of the Psalms. It doesn't have that line at all. With folds of fat, their eyes protrude. That's very Jewish. With their imagination, their hearts overflow. Right? So in other words, they're full of themselves. That's basically what they're saying here. To put it in regular language, instead of this poetic language of the Psalms. They scoff, they speak with malice. From on high, they threaten oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens, and their tongues are roaming the earth. So the people turn to them and drink in all their words. They say, how can God know? Does the Most High have any knowledge? Look at them. Such are the wicked. Ever prosperous, they grow in wealth. See, that's the observation that we think, because they're thinking, well, look, I'm my own God. Remember the temptation in the garden? You will be like God. So then they say they're so confident in their own possessions, in their own, what they could perceive to be, not their God-given their abilities, their own abilities. I am a self, what's the expression? A self-made man? No such thing. No such thing. Everyone needs help to get to where they are today. Does God have any knowledge? Look at them. Such are the wicked, ever prosperous, they grow in wealth. How, and then so when we see that, what do we say? Verse 13. How useless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence when I was stricken all the day long, suffered punishment with each new morning. So look, while they're of prosperity, look at me. I'm suffering here while these guys are prospering. See the juxtaposition there.
Well, and I won't say that I always did this. It was hard at times, but I was always taught to celebrate someone's gift or blessings, because then God was, it was a way for him to see your heart, not only in celebration of your friends or people you were in communion with, but that you were ready to receive what he had for you. Is that?
Yes.
I would love for you to elaborate on that, because that, as a kid, that's what I always was taught. And then when I would struggle, I would try to go back to that until it finally sunk in and I was in that place. But celebrating people's gifts helps us to know that, okay, yeah, whatever God's got for me, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, it's like guitar players, right? I mean, when I was a kid watching Van Halen play, I was like, what the heck? How's he doing that?
Yeah.
Or some of these monster players today. You know, it's like you just want to put the guitar down and say, forget it. I can't play like that. Just,
right.
They just have way too much talent. You get jealous. Like, God, I wish I could play like that, you know? But to wish that they didn't have that gift, because they're using that gift. That's what God has given them to glorify him.
Right.
You know, and probably the best compliment I've ever received. And I don't look for compliments. I actually make me uncomfortable. But what one that really struck me, one person said to me that they thought that I was the Eddie Van Halen of Catholic speaking.
All right.
And I was like, what?
You shred it.
I was like, yeah, like, I mean, it's like, that was a huge compliment, because I, you know, Eddie Van Halen was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of myself that way, but the fact that someone perceived that, I thought was a beautiful way to at least recognize the gifts that we're given by God.
For more on the Soulful Psalms with Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.